Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 180. Hello, my friend. Welcome to another episode of New Mindset Who Dis. It's a show, apparently, where I compare self-development mantras to tater tots, specifically pocket tots. You know, always there in your pocket, delicious, kind of crunchy, always good for you, you know, good for the soul. I guess I made that reference last episode, and I haven't heard the end of it from you all. So thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting the Tater Tot Mantra Gang. I appreciate it. But I really do love chatting with you all. So thank you for listening. Thank you for sending me feedback. And of course, I love being able to do the podcast twice a week to keep the topics of self-development, mindfulness, meditation, just keep it light and fun. You know, to give you my perspective on topics that I think could help you grow and be happier and more fulfilled, and to do that in the only way I can, in my own way. So thank you for supporting me. Thank you for supporting the call it the dude bro guy approach to mindfulness. I can't wait to show you the new project I'm working on that builds on what I've been creating with music and mindfulness. So stay tuned. More to come on that. But just a quick thank you and a request that if you enjoy the podcast, that you'll do the biggest favor for me ever and just tell one or two other people about the podcast. Text them, say, hey, friend, you know, I think you'd enjoy this podcast called New Mindset Who Dis, and send them the link. Tell them that I do new episodes each week on Mondays and Thursdays. So seriously, thank you so much for doing this. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening. And I know so many of you already share the podcast like crazy. So thank you so much for that. I'm very, very, very grateful. But let me hop into today's episode. And as with all episodes, I've got a very simple idea that I want to talk about that I've put into my own terms that, you know, helps me turn around and understand it, and then be able to turn around again and tell you my perspective and how it can help you. And I titled this episode, as you can see, All Gas, No Brakes. All Gas, No Brakes. And it's a funny phrase, right? And right, and I usually whip that phrase out like when I'm out with friends and we're joking about doing something, or like we're late night out at a bar and like we're getting silly and we're like, all right, boys, all gas, no brakes, let's go. You know, or, you know, at the gym, you know, no rest between sets, all gas, no brakes, or working on like a big project at work and you're hunkered down and working on it. And then, you know, Todd from accounting comes up to shoot the shit and you're like, not now, Todd, can't stop, you know, all gas, no brakes. It's a phrase that essentially means can't stop, won't stop. It means moving forward. It means no second guessing, you know, no standing around and just waiting. And I really like this phrase because, one, apparently that's kind of how I talk in a funny, ironic way. But two, it represents a super simple idea that I personally love to lean on in my life because it helps me grow. It helps me always be moving forward. So simply put, it's this idea that even when you think you don't have a choice in life, you do. It's this idea that your life, who you become, what you accomplish, what you do, where you take your career, your growth, your relationships, your fulfillment, it's the result of the decisions you make, the choices you make, big ones and small ones. It's this idea that life really opens up when you grab it for what it is, a series of choices that you can make. You always have a choice to make. And most importantly, it's this idea that you're so much better off making more decisions, making more choices than you are just saying, I'm not going to do anything. I hope something changes. I hope this works out. I'm just going to wait and see. I'm not going to do anything. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode, that we need to stop not making decisions. We need to adopt an all gas, no brakes mindset, because it's a mindset that replaces what a lot of us do, myself included. And that's nothing. We do nothing. We're like, oh, I have a tough decision to potentially make. I won't make it. And I'll just hope things work out. Or I'm not feeling very fulfilled in my job. I'm just going to stick it out and hope it gets better. Or I'm not feeling very confident in my body and how I carry myself and how I present myself. You know, hopefully one day I will. One day, hopefully. Or I'm having big doubts about my relationship. You know, I hope it gets better. I hope something changes, right? Like, we might not have those exact dialogues in our head, but we all do something like this. We do it a lot where we identify a problem in our life or an opportunity, and instead of doing something, we do nothing. And we do nothing because we think that's the only choice we have. We hope that things will get better or work out or an opportunity will land in our lap. And I think a lot of times we do this because we think that life is happening to us. We think that life is happening to us. We think that the universe either blesses us or it doesn't, that opportunities are meant to be or they're not. And so we lean on this idea to explain why we shouldn't make a choice. And that's how we end up doing nothing. We say, you know, I don't know what to do exactly. I don't know how to do better. I don't know how to make a change. So I'm just going to be patient. You know, the universe will reward my patience, right? I'm going to do nothing. And I hope things will work out, that I'll figure things out in time. And, you know, I have this dialogue in my head all the time. We do this, right? But I've realized that, yes, patience is very valuable, but patience is only rewarded when it's coupled with action, with making decisions, with making choices, with forcing yourself to do that instead of doing nothing, to just do it, you know, to Nike it, to say, okay, all gas, no brakes, let's go. And that's the mindset I'm talking about here. And it relies on something I've really validated in my personal life. And that's that you always have a choice in what you do. You do. And because of that, doing nothing should be an absolute last resort in your life. You know, you can think you don't have a choice. You can be so sure you don't have a choice. You could be 100% sure there's nothing you can do. But I really do think you always have a choice. It might be a small choice. It may not be like going left instead of going right. It might not be up and quitting your job or making or like breaking off an engagement, you know, big choices, but you always have a choice. And I wanted to do this episode to prove to you that you do. And I think when you say, fuck it, all gas, no brakes, let's go, that you'll realize that you really do always have a choice. And of course, you don't actually have to say that. You might sound like a bit of a tool, but you know, it's helpful to remember that you always have the ability to keep moving forward by making a small choice instead of making no choice at all. And don't get me wrong. Yes, there is definitely something to be said about thinking things through, about being patient, about sitting down and weighing the pros and cons and being thoughtful about who you are, what you're doing, you know, just in being patient. So I say, yes, yeah, please be thoughtful with your life, please. Yes, you know, please listen to your intuition, you know, try to find clarity and peace in how to live your life. But in my experience, making a decision is better than making no decision at all. And hear me out here before you're like, oh, that's impatient, case, like, grow up, dude. But I've found that not making a decision, not making a choice, not changing, not doing something, whether it's doing less or more or something new or whatever, it's always led me to leave potential on the table. That's my experience. And so in my experience, doing something is always better than doing nothing. And that might sound overly simplified, but we don't act on this idea. I think you might agree with it, but we don't act on it. Like examples from me, from my life, like I've stayed in relationships before and I'd be like, this sucks. I don't feel a future here with this person, but I'm going to wait and see. And, you know, then I changed nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing about how I communicated or acted or anything. And, you know, nada. Nothing happened. But all gas, no brakes would say, okay, this sucks. I don't feel a future here with this person. Let me prove this. I'm going to talk. I'm going to ask more questions of my partner. I'm going to set up a date to really make sure. I'm going to do something. I'm going to make a small choice to prove it. To prove that I have a choice. And in that case, doing something is always better than doing nothing. Or another example in my career, this is a big one. You know, in the past decade of working, I've felt unmotivated at certain jobs. I felt miserable going to that office. You know, I felt that I had no future at that company. But instead of doing something about it, I said, I hope something changes, or, you know, then I'll do something. And then a month would pass and another. And oh, I sure hope something changes. And nope, nothing did. Nothing changed because I did nothing. I made no choice. But all gas, no brakes would say, okay, I feel unmotivated. I feel miserable going to this office. Let me prove this to myself. Is it the people? Do they drain me? Is it the work itself? Am I just not interested in it? Is it the commute? Is it the coffee? Is it the snacks? What is it? I need to figure that shit out. I need to do something to figure it out. So small choices. Ask your boss for another assignment or a new client, or try going to lunch with a colleague instead of eating at your desk. Or heck, you know, interview at another company. See if that makes you realize what's going on, why you feel miserable and unmotivated. Just do something. Small choices. So again, doing something is always better than doing nothing. That's all I'm saying here. And those choices I just described are small ones. Anyone can make those small choices. And again, I'm not saying that you have to make a big decision right now, but you can do something immediately that will make you realize that you always do have a choice. You can always move forward in some fashion. You can always do something to figure things out and then down the line make a bigger decision. And that's what I'm talking about with all gas, no brakes, that making a decision to do something is better than doing nothing at all, than making no decision. Truly, because I think it proves to you how much control, how much impact you have in your life, that not everything is up to chance or luck or your boss or some dating app or your genetics or your metabolism or whatever. Whatever you think is kind of dictating your life. I really do think you always have a choice. And that choice might be to figure out what choice you have. But all gas, no brakes is a mindset. It's a mindset that says, I'm going to figure out what choice I can make because I know that I have more control than I think in my life. I'm not going to sit and wait and hope that things get better or that I magically become happier or more fulfilled or more successful or whatever. That's the mindset. It's really simple. Like, duh. But like, I did this episode for myself because I think I need this reminder. I think I've needed it lately, as much as we all do, because again, it's so easy to lull yourself into a false sense of assumption that life, you know, life is life. The life happens to you. You know, strap in, throw your hands up and enjoy the ride. And yeah, it's true for sure. But as long as you breathe, you have choices to make. While you're on that wild ride, you have the opportunity to figure out what's going on, what's possible, what decisions you can make. And like for me, that's taken a lot of different forms, but ultimately, it's pushed me to never allow myself to say, I have nothing I can do. It's opened my eyes to truly knowing that I always have a choice. And that's led me to so many great areas of improvement. Like it's led me to communicate better in relationships. It's led me to ask and ask and ask for help, for direction, and what I want in my career, in sales, my writing, with the podcast. It's led me to look in the mirror and be like, Case, you could do better, dude. You know, let's figure something out. Let's figure out what that better looks like. That's led me to stop procrastinating, to stop being lazy, and like so many things. And that's just because of this idea of all gas, no brakes. You know, no saying anymore that I hope something changes. I hope I get the chance to... No. You know, now I say, I always have a choice I can make. I say, all gas, no brakes, let's go. You know, I say, I'm here to figure out what choices I can make, and I'm going to start small. I'm going to figure out what is out there, what I can do, what I shouldn't do, everything in between. So if you're listening right now and you have something on your mind, something that is, you know, bothering you or an area of your life where you know you're capable of doing more or becoming more, like your career or your health or your dating life or whatever. So I'd say it's probably everyone, right? We all have something. You know, if you believe right now that everything is finished, that there's nothing you can do, I say no, that yes, there is. This is only the beginning because you always have a choice. And I really don't mean that to be cheesy and like to simplify life. Oh, you have a choice, but I really do think you do. And I'd say, think about that thing right now. Or that person or that context that is on your mind. And ask yourself, am I just hoping and waiting for something to change? Am I doing nothing even though I want to change? If you say yes, I say, okay, cool. Be honest with yourself. Let's be honest right now. Know what you know what's going on. It's time to change. It's time for an all gas, no brakes mindset. And then say to yourself then, okay, right now I'm going to figure out what choices I have available to me. I have big scary ones available to me, like becoming a vegan, or I'm just kidding with that one, or like quitting my job, or launching my own business, or finally confronting someone, a big thing. Or you also have small changes that are available to you. You know, say, I'm going to figure out why I'm not happy, or why I'm not growing, or why I'm not as successful. I'm going to try something small and new. I'll eat this instead of that. I'll talk to this person instead of that person. I'll change up my routine. I'll read a book instead of watching YouTube videos. I'll introduce myself instead of just sitting there like I normally do. You know, small choices that can open your eyes to the big decisions that you're fully capable of making that will get you to where you want to be. And those are choices that are available to all of us. I really think that. And again, I call it all gas, no brakes, because it describes this mindset we all can have that never says quit, that never does the same thing over and over and over and over again, expecting a different result, that never rolls over and says, I hope something changes. No, it grabs life and says, this is my life. I'm going to make all the choices I can. I'm going to find all the decisions that I can make. That's the mindset. And that's really all I've got for you with this episode, for you to know that you always have a choice to make in life. And knowing that really opens your eyes when you decide that something is better than nothing. Making a small choice, a small change is better than doing nothing, hoping that something changes. And I think you'd be really surprised how a small, seemingly inconsequential choice or change can change your life. Deciding to do something small differently, deciding to speak up, deciding to change your routine, how you think or eat or work out or carry yourself or dress or act, whatever, everything. Making a small decision, a small choice can change everything. You just have to affirm that you always have a choice that you can make. And that's the all gas, no brakes mindset. And I hope that you just let it open your eyes to the control that you truly have in your life. So that's it. Super short episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you're still listening, I'd so appreciate it if you'd look down at your phone right now and click share and text it or DM it to a friend. Thank you so much for doing that. It really helps the show grow. And of course, let me know what you think on Instagram about the show, topic ideas, whatever you got, @case.kenny. And until next episode, I'm out.